Before we go into today's incredible podcast, I have a quick public service announcement, especially if you have a child under 10. VFriends is happy to announce right now, our new book is available for pre-sale, coming out this July, the first VFriends book called Meet Me in the Middle, with the VFriends characters, the Patient Pig and the Eager Eagle starring, is available. Please go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, or your favorite bookstore and search right now on the internet, Meet Me in the Middle, VFriends, and you'll be able to find it. GaryVee.com, GaryVee.com/Meet Me in the Middle. Go check that out right now. We will send you for your ability to pre-order the best kids book of the year, according to Tamara Vaynerchuk, my mom. We've been obviously flirting this for a long time, and I hope you all check it out. And really, genuinely, I think a lot of kids need to learn the middle. Balance is very hard in today's world, and this book, I think, will put a lot of your youngsters on the right path of trying to find their balance between being eager and ambitious and trying to make things happen, but also learning the virtues of patience. And on the flip side, maybe giving a little boost to some of your youngers as they fall in love with the eager eagle and start pushing to new heights. And so, one last time, GaryVee.com/meet me in the middle. And by the way, if you pre-order, please tweet me at GaryVee and tell me you have and show me a picture of you clicking the button or something. Anyway, here's the podcast. Thank you. We're excited.
Attention is the number one asset.
What is your advice for like absolutely zero to roof over your head?
It's the reason I started making garage sale videos. So you can pull up Trash Talk, Gary V. You can see I'm getting addicted with this. It's yeah. Pretty fucking awesome. I might need to live like this. So, this lady was amazing. Anyway, this is my advice. So I started getting those emails and I was like, you know what? So for the people listening, I have a good, back to a different audience across the room. I know a good amount, may not know who I am. I grew up, I was born in the Soviet Union. I was born in the USSR. Belarus, thank you, my man. So I came here when I was 3. We lived in a studio apartment the size of this fucking van with like 5-6 family members, like real humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I didn't grow up with much. And, you know, in my teenage years, I started going to garage sales and then going to the flea market and flipping shit. I was always into like collectibles. That's why the VFriends thing is fun and all that. And then when my brother's 11 years younger than me, when my brother was like 13, I could tell my mom was trying to make him a lawyer. I'm like, no. Like, AJ, come with me. We're going to go garage sailing. And now this new thing, eBay, we're going to sell it on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
How old were you?
I was 22 at that time or 23 at that time when I was teaching my brother. That's when eBay had just come out a few years earlier. And I watched my brother go from zero to like $10,000 in cash in a summer because we would buy video games for 50 cents and sell them for $20 on eBay or a shirt or anything nostalgic, pop culture, things like that. So my advice is, first of all, I'm going to go macro and micro. In the micro, right now in America, and obviously it's in some other parts of the world, but garage selling is bigger here. In America, the quickest way to go from $20 to your name to $10,000, which creates some sort of breathing room of some sorts, I genuinely believe is thrift stores and garage sales. Genuinely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's a place where you can buy things for a quarter, 50 cents, and a dollar and get 20. You can't do that in many other places.
Yeah, but I feel like the garage, for sure, you're
okay.
Right.
Okay.
But if you're starting out at a thrift store on Melrose,
no
fucking way.
That's bougie thrift store.
Yeah.
I'm talking Goodwill. Like, you can go to the Goodwill.
It's very interesting. All over the country.
Yeah, I bought some cool Stetson shit in Oklahoma at the thrift store. Like,
and these are like brick and mortar places where you can go and purchase something for like 50 cents, a dollar. But then you take it online and you've got such an infinitely larger audience.
Yeah, and it's not even your audience. For everybody who's listening, saying, fuck, I don't have an audience. No. You just list it on eBay. You just list it on Poshmark. You just list it on these places, Macari. There's all these places now. So A, 00, the most logical place I see is garage sales.
So it's the tale as old as time is like, get a product and sell it.
That's the one, like, I think about this a lot because somewhere along the line, I kept telling the stories about, like, early in my career, which was 10, 15 years into my career, after I saved some money, I made these good investments in 2006. They were called Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. And, of course, it changed my life. And I would talk a lot about it, but then I just started getting enough emails saying, like, yo, bro, I fuck with you, Gary. I love you. But, like, I don't have $25,000 to put in some sort of startup. So what do I do? And finally, after, because I read all my DMs and emails, especially back in 07, 8, 9, 10, 11, I was really doing it because I could manage it. I was like, fuck, they're right. I got to talk about some other shit.
Yeah.
And that's how I got to this. And so to answer the question in the micro, I believe the answer genuinely is garage sale flipping.
Are you still doing garage selling to this day?
Yeah, that's me like a couple weeks ago. Now, at this point, I'm donating what I buy and what I sell for to charity because I'm in this place in my life. But no bullshit, bro. Vinny, like, honestly, I like doing that shit more than almost anything I do in life.
I know a lot of people look to you to learn how to make money online and build these businesses. What do you think right now is the fastest way to get to your first $100,000?
By not liking the word fast. I'm really scared of that word. I think fast is dangerous, and I think it's a big part of my content. That's why I talk about patience. That's why I talk about self-awareness. The reality is, to actually answer you literally, the fastest way to get there is through self-awareness, understanding what you're actually good at, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what are you good at? You might be good at sales. You might be good at operations. You might be good at knowing everything about the Marvel universe, and that is actually your gateway to get there fastest because it's through content or flipping stuff on eBay and stuff of that nature. So I think people try to chase trends. Real estate, crypto, cannabis, AI. They're just constantly looking at these trends because they see them as things that will get them there fast. And I actually think that those are the things that are most guaranteed to not get you there. So I think if we can get the word fastest out of everyone's mouth, especially under 30, and get the word happiest and most likely in there. So ask that question again by replacing fastest with happiest and most likely. Go ahead, let's do that.
What do you think is the most likely way to get to $100,000?
In the happiest way is like, what is the question I'm most passionate about? You know, and then that answer becomes super unique. You know, of course there's macro things. If you like selling, understanding e-commerce and social media is gonna really help. Obviously, if you really know how to use Shopify and you really know how to make TikToks and Instagram and YouTube Shorts, there's a real path to 100,000 selling almost anything. This is why I'm big on passions and hobbies. I believe almost every passion and hobby, I always use Dustin and his BMX passion, or me and wrestling, or the New York Jets, or hip hop music, or drawing, or meditation, or eating clean and healthy. Like, there's so many ways to get to 100,000 by being a creator, by sharing in revenue with the platforms, by selling t-shirts about what you do, about selling tickets to a live event. Like, in 2 years, working hard, making content, and I mean really making content, multiple posts a day across all the platforms around your favorite passion, wine. I did that in 2006 when it was hard. And it can be very narrow. I mean, I really do believe in 2 or 3 years, you can make $100,000 a year just talking about Ohio State football because your podcast and your content is a top 10 because you really knew it and loved it and you were good at it. And so I always push people towards that because it will be the happiest way. If you're in love with snow globes, making $100,000 a year selling snow globes versus making $130,000 a year being a real estate agent, the path to that in the same 3-year window was extremely joyful in snow globe land and probably stressful in real estate land, but your friends told you that's the way you can make 100,000 because real estate is a really good business, right? And so I think about this a lot, and I think the word fastest is the danger because I think fastest leads us to doing things we don't love. It leads us to doing things because we love the idea of making money to do the things we love. Think about that. You have somebody in that scenario who wants to be a real estate agent so she can afford a trip to the National Snow Globe Conference and Convention and do it bougie. She's tired driving for 9 hours to it and staying at the Holiday Inn. She wants to fly first class and stay at the Four Seasons at the National Snow Globe Convention. And that is one of the reasons that she decided to be a real estate agent versus understanding what I'm saying, which is start the Snow Globe podcast, make tons of Snow Globe content, realize that there's millions of people that collect snow globes, start an affiliate eBay business, make t-shirts, get sponsors from the top 10 snow globe companies by emailing them and telling them a year in that you actually have an audience. These are things that excite me more.
Attention is the number one asset.